Chapter 5 King Solomon. When David died, his son Solomon became king. One day, two women came before Solomon. They wanted him to solve their argument. One of them was carrying a baby. The first woman said, "King Solomon, listen to our story. This woman and I both had babies. One night, this woman's baby died. She took her dead baby into my room. As I was sleeping, she took my baby." "Liar," shouted the other woman. "Your story is not true." King Solomon shouted, "Cut the baby into two with a sword. Then give one half to each woman. This way, they will both be satisfied." "No," cried the first woman. "Let her have the baby. It's better that I lose him and he lives." The second woman cried out, "That is a good decision." When King Solomon heard these words, he said to the first woman, "You must be the true mother of this baby. No mother would allow her baby to be killed." When the people heard this judgment, they knew their king was wise and good. Daniel and the Lions. Daniel was a Jewish prisoner taken from Jerusalem. Persia had defeated Israel in war. The Persian king wanted many young Jews to serve him. Daniel was one of these young men. When Daniel grew up, a new king took power in Persia. His name was Darius. King Darius really liked Daniel. Daniel was now a very wise and good man. So Darius made Daniel the most important official in Persia. Many of the other Persian officials were jealous of Daniel. They tried to think of some way to make Darius angry with Daniel. But Daniel was a very honest man. His enemies could not find any fault with Daniel. But one day, a Persian official had an idea. All the officials went to King Darius. They told Darius that there was a lot of confusion in Persia. "The people are asking many different gods, many different things," they said. "You should make a new law. No one should be permitted to pray for the next 30 days." "What will happen if a man is caught praying?" asked King Darius. "Then he should be thrown into the cave where the lions are kept," answered the officials. King Darius signed the new law. When Daniel heard about the new law, he was sad, but he couldn't stop praying. He went to his room to pray to God. The officials saw this and told the king. Darius ordered the arrest of Daniel. Daniel was taken to the lion's cave. The king said, "Your God will find a way to save you. I cannot." Then the guards put Daniel into the cave. They closed the opening with a large rock. King Darius was so sad that he could not eat, drink, or sleep. In the morning, he ran to the cave. There stood Daniel, unhurt. King Darius was amazed. Daniel said, "My Lord sent an angel to shut the mouths of the lions." Then King Darius knew the power of Daniel's God.